We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And we're chatting here today with members of USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. We've got the Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Kurt Herman. And board meeting tonight, 6:30 p.m. There is a hearing on the budget tonight. The budget will be looking to be approved. And let's talk on that just briefly here. I do understand there will be a slight drop in the mill levy, which people will probably be interested in knowing about.
It's a nice year that especially in these times that we're not going to come and ask for an increase in the mill levy, and so it actually goes down about a half a mill. We're not cutting our budget though, because our property values have gone up some about 3.5% this year. So, but overall, it shows that it's a half mill decrease. So. We're pleased we're able to do that at this time.
Yeah. And good to hear. And a lot of folks will be happy to hear that. There's a lot of donations going to be announced here tonight as well. And that's always a good thing for the district.
Yeah, we have an annual report on all of our donations from the community. And we got a very generous community, as we know. And this year, in the past year, we had over $171,000. Dollars that was donated to the school district. So that helps us out in so many ways, and we can really continue with our great programs and great staff. Well, I guess we can't use donations for staff to pay staff, but we can provide staff with the tools they need.
Sure. Excellent. Well, that's a good number to hear. And even during a pandemic, it's nice to hear that people are continuing to give if they're able to, and really help out, because this year probably more than any is one of those years you need it.
Yeah.
Continuing on here, there's going to be some other items of note here tonight. The supplemental pay for child nutrition is one topic, and another one is substitute teacher wages, and there's going to be some changes there, I guess. A little boost in pay for some substitute teaching.
Yeah, a little boost in pay for substitute teaching this year. We know with COVID, we're likely to need more subs for more time, but also asking them to come into a school environment. No matter if we're full face-to-face, hybrid, we know that's a difficult score. A lot of our substitutes are either college students or right out of college or retired teachers. So that's tough groups to work with, so we're trying to increase that financial incentive to get people to come in so we can continue to have our face-to-face classes.
That being said, how hard is it to find people that are qualified to be subs? Is that difficult?
Oh, it's never easy. You know, it really depends on your retired teacher pool, how many of them want to come back in and substitute. And CAPERS kind of changed their rules a little bit where people can't automatically slide back into that like we used to be able to do. We've never been able to fill all our sub positions on a regular basis just because of where the openings were. We do the best we can, and I think we do better than a lot of districts do. But I never have enough subs, so if you're willing to do that, I think it's a great gig to help out the community and the staff. And the kids. So if you're interested, contact our HR department. All you need is 60 college hours, and you can get an emergency sub license through Kansas State Department of Ed.
All right. Good to know. That's going to be definitely something probably of importance this year, given everything going on in the world right now. Supplemental pay for child nutrition. Let's talk a little bit about that and what that entails.
That's kind of what I would call a little bonus pay for child nutrition that has been on the front lines of COVID since the day we started. They kind of hit the ground running and never really got a break. A lot of our other departments had some time off where they weren't reporting to work, but child nutrition didn't have those. And this is for the people that kind of served throughout that entire break from March to, clear up through August with most of them continuing to serve our kids. So just a little bonus pay that qualifies out of the CARES funds that we received, and then we're also receiving some additional stuff from both of our counties too.
Yeah, Yeah, child nutrition really came through in a big way because, you know, they weren't, then we still served, I think, pretty much the same amount of meals. However, those were all sack lunches and had to be prepared individually. And there's a lot more labor and work involved with that. So they did a great job.
Absolutely. Well, they've done a terrific. I know they, especially last spring when everything was kind of shutting down, it was nice to see all the meals that were being provided to our community taken, you know, delivered out to neighborhoods and stuff. That was awesome.
Yeah, that took a lot of people. And, you know, I will kind of highlight tonight, I know during the superintendent's report, we're going to pull up Stephanie Smith, our child nutrition director, and she's going to kind of talk about how food service looks on this remote hybrid on-site thing. We're throwing her a big time curveball on this, and I don't know if we quite have it figured out yet, providing meals for remote and hybrid and on-site. So we're going to go with our best plan that we have right now, and Stephanie's going to kind of describe that tonight too. So if you're curious about that, I'd invite you to tune in.
All right. There will also be a discussion, I understand, on redistricting tonight. That's important because we're about a year away from Oliver Brown Elementary opening up.
Yes, we are. So it's kind of tough when one of the easier conversations on your list is redistricting, you know, compared to what we've been doing with reopening. But we do have a report from RSP, our consultants on this, who have been working on this throughout the process. They'll be looking at our enrollment numbers that we plug in this year and kind of help guide us through to create those elementary and middle school boundaries for next year.
Very good. Well, that'll be good to tune in and check that out as well. Of course, the meetings are streamed on the USD 383 Facebook page. That's pretty easy to find. That going okay for you, doing it that way?
For the most part, yes, but every once in a while, because we're running through Zoom and Facebook, sometimes they're not talking to each other. Most of the time we can figure it out. We've had some delays and a few things, and I think one really early on, we just had to record and put it up on our YouTube channel. But usually Diane and Michelle figure that out. They've been awesome.
Yeah. I mean, here in the upcoming months, we're going to have, we're going to be inviting some, I think we'll have three meetings with public, that we're inviting public input. Be interesting. I don't know how we're going to handle that, but we will be having, I believe, three, if I saw the.
On redistricting, Kurt?
Yes.
Yeah. Those should be around November, where RSP actually gets us some sample boundaries for comment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're about out of time here, but we encourage people to follow on with the school board tonight, 6:30. Log on to the Facebook page if you want to tune in. It's great information and very important information right now, especially if you're a parent of a child in the school district and need to know what to expect here for the upcoming school year, a week away, and we'll see how things go. Hopefully, we'll cross our fingers that everything will go smoothly, students will be back in the classroom, hopefully 100% at some point during this school year.
Yes.
We sure hope so.
Yeah. Well,
Kurt, Eric, thank you so much, and have a good meeting tonight.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. We'll talk e-scooters after the break here on News Radio KMAN.